Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob, you were there. You were up close and personal. What was your take on the, what dare we call, sincerity level of the Houston Astros?
Morning, Bob.
You know, it was completely different inside the clubhouse and the TV. They never should have had the press conference. Just open the clubhouse doors. Once inside the clubhouse doors, a lot of guys felt terrible about it. They said, miserable winner. Carlos Correa was very passionate about it. Say, hey, we're going to ruin some people's lives here, our careers here. What we did was terrible. It was wrong and everything else. But just the TV part of it was awful. But I will say there wasn't one single player that said it tarnishes our World Series or that, we're going to take anything back. They don't plan to apologize personally to any team or player. So pretty much what they're thinking and saying is that you got to be very naive if you think we're the only ones doing something. We got caught. Let's see what happens with some of these other teams, down the line. Let's see if there's some other whistleblowers that, exposers. Because without Mike Fiers, I don't know anything about the Astros either.
Bob, I thought the players' response was bad. I thought that Jim Crane's performance was worse. And I wonder how he explained and what you thought of his mixture of denial and defiance and just totally not taking responsibility and contradicting himself. How does a guy who owns a team and has been in these situations before not be more prepared for the moment than he was?
Yeah, and I think they had an outside PR firm, too. So, obviously, it had an impact the games, or else you don't do that kind of stuff. Of course he's responsible. He was in charge. So, I mean, those rumors were going around, for years on the Astros and the Dodgers, and the Yankees and Red Sox, stuff like that. So, you can't say they didn't know anything about it until the stuff came out, the reports in November, because it was already out there. I mean, 2017 World Series was a running joke as far as who was sabotaging who between the Dodgers and the Astros. He came across the worst. Obviously he's responsible. He's a guy in charge. He hired these guys, and he's on the field too. I've been at a decent amount of Astro games. It's rare when he's not there. It's rare when he's not on the field. So the surprising thing to me is with the trash can pounding and stuff like that, there's people that sit right there. There's sideline reporters that are right there. A little different. You're sitting up in the press box, but just amazed that no one says, hey, what's that pounding in the trash can every single game?
Yeah, look, I think that we talk about this from the minute it started. The suspicion was always that there were a lot of people doing it. They just happened to be the team that was caught. And let me tell you something. The one thing you don't want to hear is them say, well, there were a lot of people doing it. We just got caught. So I don't know how to balance those two realities.
Yeah, and they were careful not to say that, at least publicly. Privately, yes. But, yeah, because it looks bad. It looks like, oh, yeah, why are you sticking on us? And, they're hoping other teams, go down and that sort of thing. But we'll see. They were obviously very coached, as everybody had kind of the same message, and nobody would touch the back. Like, do you think you're the only team out there? They say, well, this isn't the day to talk about it.
Bob, the damage to the legacy is stuff that we'll talk about and write about, but I think it's intangible. When you look at what's ahead for the Astros on the field in terms of a backlash, what can we expect? Because baseball now has a new villain, and it's going to be the most unpopular team in the league, and you do wonder what kind of retribution might be sought and how the teams who are opponents of the Astros will handle this.
Yeah, I sought out Justin Verlander, to talk about that. Obviously he's got more security, around him because he's married to. But yeah, he says, you know, woke up the other morning thinking about that. They're going to have to beef up that security. It's going to be a nightmare for them on the road. They're going to get taunted and booed. You know, just like, you know, when Ryan Braun, particularly early stages, went to Wrigley Field, just like when Bonds, you know, was going all over the country. It's going to be nasty for a long time. You know, they don't play in New York until the very end of the season. But, hey, their very first road trip is in Oakland, you know, where Mike Byers pitches, and in Anaheim. So it's going to be interesting from the get-go.
You know, I'm very curious to see how they handle this, and I'm talking about individual hitters. You know, we talk about everybody looking at the numbers and the splits and the difference at home and the road. If you were leaning on something like this, isn't it a psychological advantage to have information that other people don't have? And if that's taken from you, regardless of how good a ball player you are, you're aware of the scrutiny. I mean, there could be crises of confidence with different guys. I mean, it'll be very interesting to see how they respond and what the accusations will be if they don't do well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that'll be a big thing. I mean, every time a guy goes into a mini slump, people are going to say, oh, because they're not cheating.
Right.
Okay, we go, you know, 0 for 15. People will be all over that. But I remember talking to guys, you know, in the steroid era, particularly, you know, when it was done and was over. And those guys said, like, you know, exactly what you said, Mike, is that it psychologically is that it was such a big boost. I remember Matt Hurges, he went from Champaign, Illinois. He says, man, I was throwing 95 miles an hour. I felt like I could throw that 5-6 days in a row. And I felt like Superman out there. You know, just I was that nobody could touch me. But I just think that the mental edge from using PEDs is so great. And I think same thing here, mental edge of getting that, knowing what pitches were coming, same thing.
Bob, I thought Dusty Baker was kind of put in an awkward spot yesterday, is having to speak about something he was not part of, and yet it reinforced the idea of why he was there. Why he was hired in part was to kind of be the guy that smooths things over and says what he said. What did you think of his performance in the spot he was put in?
No, absolutely, Dad. I talked to him early last night, and I said the same thing. I said he came across better than anybody else. And you weren't even, you know, part of it. You know, there's no reason for him to even be talking. I do know that he just went on his own. He wasn't reading from a script or they didn't prepare him for anything. Just spoke from the heart. And he is the right guy for the job, because if anybody can do a good job insulating the Astros from the outside noise, it's him. But it's gonna be a lousy situation for those guys, you know, all year long.
Bob, we know about the trash can banging and all that. There's also been accusations of them using buzzers, and they denied that. Is there more on that that could come out? Do you expect that we'll get a different story at some point here?
I don't know. I mean, they keep denying it. You know, MLB said they looked into it, couldn't find anything, but they were adamant about denying it. You know, and Carlos Correa said, you know, how ludicrous it was. But he says, hey, if I'm lying now, you know, I'm ruined for the rest of my life. So Altuve said he just didn't want his jersey ripped, you know, after the Chapman home run. So, but yeah, and, I mean, nobody wants to believe the answers now. So I think that doubt will remain for a long, long time. I really do.
Bob, we know you're in Florida, but before we let you go, do you have any thoughts on what to expect from Chris Bryant when he reports to Cubs camp and where things stand in terms of the Cubs' ability to kind of find any teams willing to give them what they want if they do indeed trade him?
Well, I think he'll definitely take the high road. He can't, he can't be mad. Just like, you know, Arenado, he can't say stuff that's going to hurt him publicly or things like that. Yeah, he wasn't happy with the outcome of the hearing. He does believe that they, you know, purposely kept him down. Can't be happy that they're, you know, openly talking about trading him. But, you know, knowing him, he'll take the high road. We'll see what happens. They have a high, high price tag on them. I've been kind of curious, like with the Mookie Betts trade. You know, they didn't get much for Mookie Betts. Mm. Mookie Betts is making $27 million. He only has 1 year left, where, you know, Bryant's cheaper and he's got 2 years left. But the package is going to be something like that, you know, maybe a, one solid prospect and a couple of players. You know, the two teams I still hear the most are the Washington Nationals and Philadelphia Phillies. You know, maybe a little bit of Texas Rangers, but you know, the Cubs have a high price tag out there. I don't think they're going to get it, but I do really believe they want to move him at some juncture, and they got to know that's going to be a distraction. I mean, every time they play a game, you know, everybody's going to say, hey, what scouts are here? Even if they're not watching Bryant, it's going to be, hey, this guy's here to watch Bryant.
Patrick Saunders, who is a beat writer with the Denver Post, he tweeted out yesterday, lots of Rockies Nolan Arenado for Cubs Chris Bryant rumors floating out there. One source told me that the Cubs might be creating media noise to make a better deal with the Phillies, Nationals, or Braves. Is that what's happening with that? Or because the one thing that doesn't make sense is if you were to trade for Arenado, how does that get you under the luxury tax?
Yeah, they've definitely talked about that, Mike, for a fact, about just a one-for-one swap. But doing that, they would require the Rockies to eat a bunch of that contract. And, you know, you're right. It doesn't do much at all for the luxury tax, but does keep a guy, you know, locked in at third base, you know, on the greatest defense the third baseman's anybody's ever seen, you know, for the next 10 years. So it does do that. But I don't know if the Rockies – I don't think the Rockies are going to pay down that contract and say, okay, we'll pay $13, $15 million a year for you. I don't see that happening.
Great stuff, Bob. Appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.